Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
I was talking to one of my girlfriends last week, and she and I are both single now, newly single, and, you know, kind of having a hard time with it. And we were just talking about the holidays coming up and what everybody's plans are going to be for Thanksgiving and for Christmas and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, she's just realizing that it's a tough time of year, I think, to be single.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, because it's like you're going back to like family and everybody wants to know what's going on with you or whatever. And there's some sort of like implied like pity or something on single people, you know. Aww. And it's like it's almost like annoying and frustrating. And
people are like, you're single. Oh, and it's the holidays.
Oh, yeah. Single. It's like this sort of like pity party thing or whatever. And it's like, no, really, it's going to be okay. So I don't know. We were just trying to figure out like ways, like the best ways to sort of like beat the holiday blues. And I think we're both shortening our trips home to see our families.
You're shortening?
I think so. Because like extended period of time like at home, I don't know. It just gets depressing, I think. Like,
wow, I'm totally...
Could you see your mom?
I'm looking at you totally... Like, I can't understand where you're coming from, because I would assume, especially with a family as tight as yours...
Oh my God, my family's amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to spend more time with them around that time.
Well, and specifically, we're talking about that week between Christmas and New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because like going home for Thanksgiving is like kind of like a quick short trip anyway, right? Mm-hmm. And then going home like before Christmas, you're still excited and you're doing all those kind of like fun traditional things, and you're cooking food and you're going shopping and you're wrapping gifts and, you know, all the excitement and all that stuff like leading up to Christmas. But it's the day after Christmas and that time to New Year's Eve. Like, if I sat home with my folks for that week, I would probably want to shoot myself. I think I really would. Not because I don't love my family, but just because whatever. So we've decided to sort of like battle the potential single person blues like during that time. We're going to just try to take a fantastic trip together.
I'm trying to get the timing down right of this whole thing. Were you single last year around the holidays?
Dating.
So you did have, I mean, you were dating somebody.
But it was still a little depressing. I mean, it's just a weird thing to be like home with your family, and I don't know.
Because this is going to be unusual for you, because you and Ryan were with each other since you were 19, right?
Right.
So you've always had somebody in your life around the holidays.
Definitely.
So this is, and this year you are single.
Single.
So the first time since you were 19 that you're single.
Well, there's plenty of time between now and Christmas. She could be engaged.
That's true. I'll just do that to avoid the holiday blues, right?
Oh, that would suck if you and your single friend planned a trip and then one of y'all started dating somebody and says, you know what, I'm going to back out of the trip. And the other one's like, okay, then I'll take a trip by myself.
I know.
Hey, Jen, I found somebody. I can't go on our singles trip.
Okay.
When did you go to the resort? Hacienda de la Fernando.
Oh, that was last September.
Oh, I thought that was holidays.
Yeah, no. you mean when I went to Mexico?
Yeah.
That was funny the way you phrased that.
We all call
but anyway,
it
we're just going to try to plan a trip, and it's been like we're going to plan it like where we're leaving Christmas night. Okay. Like festivities are over. Cool. Okay.
You're not wasting any time,
gone.
Man.
Like, we are both like not going to have that happen. Forget it. So, yeah. So that's kind of the plan right now. We're trying to figure out exactly where to go.
In the same city in Florida, will you be able to leave?
No, we might leave from different cities or come back to Atlanta and connect and do a red eye that night.
Because what if you got to the other city and your friend just didn't show up and you get, and then you check your phone and there's a text message. I'm sorry, I just can't do it. Having too much fun with my family.
and you're like,
all right. You're like in the Buenos Aires airport going, huh? Fernando! There was something in
the air. This is so inside. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Well, it won't
about.
Be when we explain that when Jen went to Mexico, she met a very interesting yoga instructor named Fernando.
Fernando.
My thinking on the whole deal is if you do take off Christmas night and you guys end up on a destination with each other, you know, together but separate, that when you get to where you're going, you're going to be around people just like you, which will be awesome.
Yeah.
Because they're all in the same place. I just had to get away from my folks.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're even talking about potentially going to Europe. So that's like, I think that like having something like that is going to make getting through that sort of holiday bluesy feeling.
It's a great idea.
Like, you know, because it's like something to look forward to. And we're going to be excited about like, you know, trying a new place together, exploring somewhere new. We're just trying to figure out if we can afford the flights and afford that kind of a trip. Like, you know, that's kind of a quick turnaround to go somewhere that far. But we're like, you know what? Let's just do it. Like, that'll be our Christmas present to ourselves or whatever. Like, just to have that to look forward to. You know, because it's awesome to spend time with family. And I have an amazing family in Florida. Like, my aunts and uncle and my cousin and her kids. And, like, it's just this, like, whole big crazy family, which is awesome. But I think, like, that lull afterwards could seriously send me to, like, Lexapro land.
Especially because it really is the first time you're doing it as an adult. You're how old now?
32.
And this is going to be your very first holidays single.
I guess.
Since 19. I mean, this is your first one as an adult.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
You just got to stick. You both have to commit to the trip, though.
Oh, yeah.
Book the trip now.
Once we figure out the flights and once it's booked, it's done. For sure.
2 months from now, if something happens in one of y'all's personal lives, you have to stick with the committed trip.
Right. Hey, Wendy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I was just going to tell Jen, last Thanksgiving, I was supposed to go to Las Vegas. Last minute, my mom backed out of daycare for me. I didn't have childcare. So I ditched my family and refused to go to Thanksgiving. I stayed home with my girlfriend. We had this exact same conversation that you had with your girlfriend. We were drinking wine, ended up on Facebook, ended up reconnecting with my fourth grade boyfriend, and now we're engaged.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a roundabout story in a very short amount of time. Wow.
Yes,
how did it go down? You went on Facebook and you found him on a wine night, and then did you all ever do a trip? I'm confused.
Yeah, we ended up not ever doing our trip. We did it in March for my girlfriend's birthday, but he and I were together then, so I went on a girl thing anyway later, but we're just at home goofing around. My girlfriend was looking up old exes. And she was like, hey, you know, he's on here. And I said, oh, I think he's married. She said, no, it says he's single. So I sent him a message. The day after Thanksgiving, we had coffee, and that's all she wrote.
Now let's look at this through the eyes of destiny.
Okay.
Because she wasn't supposed to be there that day.
Right.
She was supposed to be somewhere else.
To be in Vegas.
And she gets pointed in the direction of fourth grade dude, and sure enough, connection on that day. that is destiny right there.
That is such a single bluesy thing to do, though. Refuse to hang out with family, with your girlfriend, drinking wine on Facebook.
Yep,
like, there's something so sad about
it's that. So pathetic.
Like, really? And that's what we did last weekend. We were like Saturday night, sitting on the couch, having wine, and we were on orbits. We were not on Facebook. We were like looking on, you know, to look for travel or whatever.
But sometimes those trips in your mind, they don't seem to make sense unless you're all wind up or whatever. But this one sounds like a great one.
I think it'll be this sort of like beacon of something like super exciting to look forward to.
It's a great idea. Yeah. Good for you.
We'll see.
Great idea.
Let you know if we actually book it.
At 6:27 right now, you guys are going to have to do something quickly, though, because that's the time of year where everything books up fast.
Yeah, I know.
So if you're going to do it, you got to pull the trigger on it now.
Yeah, we're talking about doing it this week.
Do it. Great.
Yeah.
This is The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why weight loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chump.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Andy is back. What's going on,
hey,
man?
What's going on, guys?
How are you, dude?
I'm doing absolutely outstanding. How you been?
Weeks ago, people started emailing me, like, when are the Ghost Hunters coming back in? When are the Ghost Hunters coming back in?
It's that time of the year, baby.
This is your national championship time.
Tis the season.
Yeah. So let's say this is the very first time people are listening to this segment. They have no idea who you are. Who are the Atlanta Ghost Hunters?
The Atlanta Ghost Hunters, we are a group of, we're skeptics. We don't go into a location necessarily trying to prove that a property is haunted. We go in trying to logically explain things that people have had happen to them. There's a lot of reasons why things happen in a home or a business. So we try and disprove them, but we bring in our equipment, mainly video and audio, and our audio equipment tends to pick up what's known as an EVP, or an electronic voice phenomenon. And this electronic voice phenomenon, in most situations, other than last night, like I told you about, it was an amazing investigation last night. Most of the times, you have no idea that these things are actually happening. We'll conduct an investigation, go back and review all the audio to see exactly what we captured, review the video to see if anything was on there. And on the audio, somehow we're capturing these voices that are clearly are intelligent. They respond back to things that we're talking about. They say things that tend to respond to the conversation.
Well, it doesn't make them intelligent. It makes them present. Give them some math problems and let's see.
Don't give me any math problems. As early
well, you could say that about the people in front of you also.
Basically, we'll see if we get any activity out of a property. And then at that point, we'll be able to say, hey, at least you're not crazy. You know, we don't get rid of them, but we can tell you what you're experiencing is real.
Now, only because it's come up twice so far this morning. Jen earlier said she got a text message about last night.
Right.
Thing, and then you had just brought it up, and you were a little freaked out by it. Am I correct in saying that this is that one is compound, and that you're going to present that to us Thursday morning?
Yes,
as in compound the club.
Yeah.
Compound, you found some freaky stuff at compound.
Let me tell you, compound is without a doubt the most wicked place I've ever.
Really?
I screamed like a baby girl last night.
Really?
I was scratched on my arm. You can't really see it right now, but I had two claw marks going down my arm.
For marketing our Halloween party?
Wait, when you hear the audio that we bring you guys, you will hear the true terror in all of our voices.
Well, think of all the freaky things those ghosts have had to see at compound at 1:32 in the morning, man.
It was without a doubt the scariest, and I don't get scared on these things.
Really?
I don't get scared. I'm way more afraid of living people than I am dead. I was freaked out last night.
Really?
I was done. I mean, literally, you'll hear in the audio, I said, I am done.
Really?
Is it the first ghost hunt you've walked out of?
Clearly, yes. And I took a couple of shots afterwards. I had to calm my nerves.
You're climbing over the bar, banging at the bathroom.
Really?
I need
in case of emergency. So it was a lot of fun. Definitely compound his guts. Something crazy going on. It was the craziest investigation I've done, and we've been doing this now going on 6 years.
What's the history of that property?
Well, let's get into that in a couple of days, because we're going to spend a lot of time on that, and we still got to do the one today. So.
Sure. All right, so the one we're doing today, we actually got contacted by the Holly Springs Police Department.
They're actually on the phone with us right now. This is Gina, who works at Holly Springs Police Department. Hey, Gina.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, I just want to get your perspective on this before Andy tells us here what he found there. Tell us what's been going on in the office that indicates to you that there might have been some paranormal activity going on.
Okay. Well, most of the information has come from officers who work here at night, and many, many of them have heard from downstairs. The police, the squad room is downstairs. Upstairs, the building is shared by City Hall. But what they hear most of all is footsteps, always from the front of the building to the back of the building. They've actually come upstairs to clear the building and find nothing here. Some of them have heard actual voices, male voices. Usually they say they hear two male voices. One officer has heard what he said sounded like a female scream. Other than that, just, you know, doors opening, doors closing when there's nobody there to open them. And these are doors that are held open with weights and things like that.
And you could really start to talk yourself out of it. Even if you hear something, you're like, that can't be. But when you hear it over and over and over again, then it can't be denied after a certain point, you know?
Right. I try to talk myself out of it all the time, actually.
Yeah.
I have been here at night. I'm the court clerk here, and I have been here at night working, and I have never heard voices, but I have actually left my office because I've thought that there's someone in the office down the hall, and I go down there, and there's nobody there, and that's usually when I pack up and leave.
Yeah, no doubt.
No kidding.
Yeah, I would be, if I would perfectly understand if I was trying to get something from the court clerk, and I heard this story and down in your county, and you're like, I'm not going to be able to get to it because I'm leaving at sundown tonight. I'd be very patient. I'll see you in the morning.
I'm a pretty big chicken, so it really doesn't take much.
All right, Andy, so you head on out to Holly Springs Police Department.
Yes, absolutely. And Gina, you did a great job, by the way. You weren't chicken. Everybody that was there that evening, we all kind of experienced some different things. The woman's locker room, there's a woman's locker room down on the main floor there where the female officers would prepare for their day. And that's where they actually heard the scream come from. And we actually had an object, something we still were never able to find out exactly what it was. Something was thrown across the room. It was some sort of object was thrown. We turned the lights on, could find nothing. There was nothing on the floor, but those of us that were in the room.
You could hear something like bounce off a locker or something?
It was actually in the bathroom area. Something just was thrown across the bathroom area. Could find nothing. But it was definitely a distinct sound coming from the bathroom area of something being thrown in there. Mm-hmm. So no water was on in the bathroom. I think there's just a few female officers, so it's not used very often. And from what we found, that tends to be the places where these things tend to go to. They don't really want to interact with people. They want to be left alone from what we've seen, because it's always the darkest and creepiest and places left alone the most. So, it was a great investigation. We actually in the conference room, I guess where the officers meet every day. Strange noises coming from one side of the room. I would get up and move over to that side of the room, and then the noises would start on the other side of the room. So
this is that squad room she was saying at the beginning.
Gina, was that the same room where they were hearing the voices? That conference room thing.
That was the room you're talking about is the training room. The squad room is the very first room. But the voices were actually heard upstairs.
Upstairs, okay. Mm-hmm. Which definitely kind of works with what we caught, because most of the things were actually caught upstairs. Now, just to kind of preface, the building looks very new. They basically put a new facade on it, new brick. So when I pulled up, I was like, how in the world could this place be haunted? Because it looks brand new. But it is actually a relatively old building. There was a fatality accident right in front of the police station several years ago. And they've always wondered if maybe that fatality accident might have something to do with the things that they're experiencing. And one of the people that actually died in that accident kind of had some run-ins with the law in different jurisdictions surrounding the area, and probably didn't have the most respect for the law. And there's one EVP that will play here towards the end that kind of hints towards maybe this person was not that close to the law enforcement industry. So
all right.
You want to start off? The first one that we caught, again, this one was upstairs, upstairs near the squad room area. This is actually near the city hall area where the city manager actually has his office, and the mayor. Everybody's up in that area. And this one's very, all of them really are very clear, which unlike some of them, for those of you who have not listened before, a lot of times they're very whispery. Sometimes they're very distant. And then sometimes we catch some that are right up on the microphone. And this first one that we caught, I don't know who this is, but we catch a name. Go ahead and play it and see if you guys can see what it says.
Oh,
all right, that
I heard
one right
it.
There.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could hear the at least the Z in Zach.
Go Zach is what we can catch out of that. Now, Gina, is there anybody that works there by the name of Zach?
No, not currently, and I really haven't heard that name as far as someone employed here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that was caught upstairs.
It freaks me out when they sound so... Like, that sounds like it's one of you guys in the room speaking.
Just whispering in the microphone.
Like, that's...
And there was nobody there by the name of Zach of any of our investigators.
Let's hear that again. Okay.
Saved by the bell.
So go Zach is what we caught out of that one. All right, now go back to clip number one. Sorry about that. Clip number one, this one was also caught upstairs in the... In that hallway area that leads to where the city manager's office is. And this one says, like, if I can remember correctly, it says, "Hey, they're here, go."
I can definitely hear the sound of a voice. I just can't make it out. But when you slow it down, it's what?
It sounds like, "Hey, they're here, go."
I hear they're here.
Mm-hmm. See, that freaks me out is when the ghosts are like, oh, the others are here. You know what I mean? Like the time before, whenever you had the person say, oh, they think we're ghosts.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, gosh, they think we're ghosts.
Yeah. And then this one, they're here, go.
And that one was really, it sounds a lot totally different on the recorder than it does actually right there.
It's more clear. It's clearer on your...
Much clearer on ours than it is. And who knows, you know, like we have every time, it always sounds different in people's cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely does sound different in the car.
All right, so the third one that we caught out of here, this one is the one that leads us to believe that maybe this particular person did not have the most respect for the law. This was while we were breaking everything down. So, I mean, we were done with the investigation. We weren't asking any questions, nothing going on. We're just starting to break everything down to get out of there for the evening. And it sounds like, to me, screw them all, or screw all of them.
Now, are both of those voices? Sounds
no,
like there
there's somebody talking
voices.
In the background.
Somebody's in the background.
It's in the background, and it says, "Screw all of them."
Yeah, wow.
You can hear the whisper in the front end of it, right?
Exactly, and
one
then
more
the "all of them" is clear.
Wow, does that make any kind of sense at all in the stories that you know around the police department?
No. I mean, clearly most people that get in trouble with the police are not happy about it.
They say the same thing.
I can't say that it is. I can't say. That's creepy.
Does that give you, like... Does it
I know I'm not going to work here at night again.
I was going to say, does that give you comfort or does that freak you out more?
That freaks me out.
Yeah.
What you can do is there's always the crusty old police officer who retired 20 years ago, but he's still like the crossing guard / you know, waiting room guy, whatever. Ask him, go and ask him about the name Zach and see if he, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, so there's...
I'll definitely do some research and see if I can come up with anything.
I wouldn't. I don't want to
right.
know.
I am curious if
Let
you
it go.
If you think spirits like stay in your investigations, have you seen them stay in one space or are they flowing from one space to another?
I don't think that they are restricted by anything. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we've caught ones walking down the street before. I don't think that they're necessarily tied to any particular place. I think maybe they might have a comfort in a particular object or in a space, so they might go back there more frequently. Mm-hmm. But no, I think they can wander around from place to place.
Because okay, I so just that's... want her saying that she would never work there at night again. It's like, well, if she has to, they may not be there the next time she's there.
They're during the daytime, too, unfortunately.
You're trying to give her some comfort. Then.
Yeah.
Just know this. If you're cruising around Holly Springs, I'd just be really, really careful. If you get thrown in jail in Holly Springs, they can't be held responsible by what happens to you from Zach.
That's actually a good crime deterrent for that bird you just gave. A public service announcement. Hey, get in the car with Zach. There's nobody back there. Oh, yes, he is.
Hey, thanks, Gina. Tell everybody in Holly Springs Fire or Police Department we said hey, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, right, Gina.
Bye-bye. Bye. She's like, thanks a lot. Thank you.
Hey, Christy, good morning. You're on
Screw
Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
All right, so the first ghost is not saying go, Zach. He's saying pro, Zach.
Pro-Zach?
Saying pro, Zach.
He's depressed?
Which is what Gina's going to have to be on the next one. Here is Jason. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
How's it going, Bert? Sure, I love you guys.
Thank you, sir. What's up?
I just had a question. Me and my wife moved up here a few years ago, and we have our first 11-month-old daughter. She's 11 months now. And we had the house built, so there's no history that should be in the house, I would hope. But about 2 or 3 times a week, she'll wake up with this curdling scream, one of those ones where she can't breathe. tears are pouring down her face, and she keeps staring and pointing at this one corner. Is this something I should be worried about, or is this something that kids just do to knock years off your life?
We'll get used to that. Kids will do that for the rest of their life, knocking years off your life. But, you know, honestly, I don't think there's anything to be scared about in any of these hauntings. Other than last night, I was a little freaked out. But normally there's really nothing to be afraid of about these things. They normally can't hurt you. Main thing that I would say is just whenever you're experiencing things in your house, and a lot of times it'll start off with kids and then it will move on to the other family members, just remember that that's your house, and if things do start spinning out of control, you can basically tell whatever this spirit or whatever this entity is basically what the ground rules are.
As long as you're gonna haunt this house, you're gonna haunt it under my rules.
exactly. I mean, I tell our clients, pretty much you got to treat them like a kid or a dog and basically set the ground rules. This is you know, I can't get rid of you, but these are the rules that we're gonna play by. And I've experienced this stuff since 1991. That's what got me into the field. And when things start spinning out of control, I'll basically yell at it and say, no, this is not how it's going to go down. You know, these are the ground rules in the house. Being that it's a new house, has nothing to do with it. I mean, we've caught some of the creepiest EVPs out of brand new homes. It's either going to be tied to the land or an object or something in the house itself. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the house.
No, which I'm sure has more than its share of interesting things.
Where was that?
Tickets
mill. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we get all kinds of reports of activity over in that area. So,
and we've asked the question more than once from our virtual listeners about their kids hearing stuff before they do. And
or
it just seems
stuff,
like there's,
right?
Yeah, they see that there's a sensitivity there that kids have, mm-hmm, that adults just don't have and can see things a little clearer that way.
And maybe it's just because we've been jaded and told that it's not real, and we try and discount it. But kids don't have that. They don't have that guard. They don't have that ability, mm-hmm, to filter through what's real and what's not.
Hey, Teresa. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. You guys are really creeping me out because I live 2 seconds down the road from the Holly Springs Police Department.
Sweet.
Ooh, happy Halloween.
I bet Zach has crashed over at your house from time to time. You don't even know it.
I think you should. You should go down there today and take your neighborhood police some gifts, just a little Bex cookies or something. Stay high, hang out for a while.
Yeah, don't stay high and go
stay
to
the
police.
Yeah, exactly. Not a good idea.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Bert Show.
Terry is the virtual listener that called us twice last week and she's about to choke on this thing.
Well, she's just overeager to get together with this guy, and we were trying to teach her just to be a little bit more cool, like chill a little bit.
But she had very strict guidelines not to instant message him without us.
I know.
Because she proved to us that she could not handle it.
Yeah, but
good
the
morning,
difference,
sunshine.
Yeah, but the difference this weekend, he's coming into town, so it was in, you know, we weren't here. So mm-hmm. I'm curious how she handled that because he was right in her backyard.
We were her instant message sponsors.
Yes.
Yeah.
If she felt the need, she should have called us. Hey, Terry, good morning.
Hi.
What did you do? What did you do?
How'd it go?
I think, you know, I'm not sure yet.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see him this weekend.
You did or did not?
I did not.
So you
not.
Had, so you had zero contact with him. That's beautiful then. Everything's the same as it was.
Well, the thing is on like on Friday, since I didn't know if he was coming or not, I sent him an instant message because I hadn't heard from him. And I just kind of sent him, like, at the same, you know, I sort of, like, waited that morning thinking, you know, before work he would, I mean, I am. And finally, because I was like, I need to make plans. Like, I need to, like,
on
know
Friday?
If he's coming
so you
or whatever.
Sent him an instant message on Friday morning?
Yeah, so I sent him one that, it was like, are you coming to Atlanta this weekend?
Oh, no.
What, okay, so we got off the
Terry,
phone with you about this time on Friday. So what time on Friday did you
No, we talked to her Thursday.
Oh, we didn't talk to her on Friday?
No. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Friday, we were all here, weren't we?
Yeah, yes. So what time on Friday?
Well, I didn't call because I kind of thought, I kind of thought you told me not to IM them. So that's...
Yeah.
Well, of course
probably.
We
that's what
that.
We said.
Or if you would have twisted our arm and convinced us to have you instant message him first, it would have been something vastly different than what you wrote.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I just felt like I needed to know if he was coming, mm-hmm. you know?
So
and
tell
I
us
thought,
what you wrote.
You know, what's the harm?
What did you write? So your first line was, are you coming to Atlanta?
This weekend.
See, even your... Let's stop here for just 1 second, because this is a little bit of that whole women have no game thing that intern Michelle was talking about last week. You stopped your weekend. You stopped your weekend just on the hope that this guy was coming to Atlanta or not. If you had true mojo, wouldn't have mattered.
Right.
You would have had plans. He comes into town. Maybe you see him. Maybe he doesn't. And he picks up on that mojo. Mm-hmm. But your first message to him is, are you coming to Atlanta? Which is sending up a flag to him like, oh, she's all excited. I'm coming.
Yeah, the whole thing is you let him chase you, and you just refuse to do that. Because when we got off the phone with you on Thursday, you had hinted to him, well, I might be going to the Alabama-Tennessee game in Tuscaloosa. He's coming to Atlanta. We'll just see what happens. And you were supposed to wait on him to contact you.
Yeah, but, I mean, I guess I kind of thought, like, well, maybe he, you know, like, got really busy, or, like, maybe he didn't think I was, you know, maybe he didn't think I was, like, that into him, because...
That's where you want him.
That's where you want him,
though. Exactly where you want him.
Yeah, you're not quite getting this.
Anyway, go on. Jen, you want to take it from here?
Well, I just wanted to know, once you ask him that question, did he respond at all?
No.
Zero response.
Well, yeah, no, he didn't say anything. And
was he online? Could you tell if he was online?
He was in the morning, you know, when we were, like, I was, like, you know, usual time. And he didn't respond. And then I kind of figured, well, maybe he just went, you know, to work and he didn't have time. And since, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm on my computer all day pretty much. I just, you know, like stayed signed in. And he he was like on like briefly at various times, like never for very long. So I kind of figured like, well, then I thought like maybe he somehow like didn't get it or whatever, like maybe he like was like running out the door and like, you know, he went like to work and, you know, then, you know, it wasn't open on, you know, he had a different computer there. And so like finally around like 1 a.m. or I guess Saturday morning, like really late Friday night, I sent him an email that said the same thing. It was just like, are you coming to Atlanta this weekend?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did he respond to that?
No.
Okay.
And then...
No, please tell me there's not an and then.
Well, no, I mean, I was just worried, like, maybe, I don't know, like, you know, like, technology can, like, be weird and stuff, so...
No, it can't be. No.
So what did you do?
So I drove to his house.
Well, no. I didn't drive.
No.
Stupid.
Don't be crazy.
I just, I don't know. Like, I thought maybe he didn't get it. So my friend and I we found him on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, dude.
And then what'd you do?
Well, I sent a friend request. And then, you know, I, like, added a little message to my request. And I just said, you know, the same thing. I said, are you coming to Atlanta this weekend?
So this is three now. With no correspondence back, no interaction back. This is your third time asking him if he's come to Atlanta within 24 hours, right?
Did he did he accept your friend request?
He did accept my request.
Okay.
But he didn't
he didn't say anything about my message.
Yeah.
And then I didn't hear from him all weekend. And then,
crazy.
So I just, I DM'd him and said, did you get my messages over the weekend?
You said that today?
Fail.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you call us?
This was like a couple of minutes ago?
Yeah.
And you haven't heard anything back?
No, and he's signed on, but then, I mean, I don't know, like, maybe,
her computer would sign on.
It doesn't matter.
Landline. Yeah. I mean, I just think that, like,
under
okay.
the ice for too long, yeah. sister.
I understand your excitement and your anxiousness to hear from him and all that kind of stuff, but see what that's gotten you is, like, you've communicated now, reached out to him three or four? Four, mm-hmm. in four different times and in different ways, and you're not getting the response that you want. So, like, that's the definition of insanity, right? To keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and get the same result but expect something different. You know what I mean? Like, you can't...
I don't understand why he wouldn't just, like, write... Like, you know, like, I feel like if he got the message, there's, like, no reason he wouldn't, like, write back and say, like, no, I'm not going to Atlanta. That's why I thought that... You know, I thought that maybe he didn't get it because I can't think of a reason that he wouldn't just, you know, IM me back and be like, oh, I'm actually not going to Atlanta.
Hold on, here come our listeners calling to embrace you and tell you it's going to be okay.
Oh, no.
wait, they're not Bird Show listeners.
Hey, AJ, go ahead.
Good morning. Y'all just really need to get this chick off the air. She's just absolutely ridiculous. If she's gonna call and she's gonna waste all of our time, then she at least needs to follow the freaking directions. If she's not gonna listen to the directions, get her off the air.
Follow the rules. We were all here on Friday morning, ready to help.
So Terry, if you read between the lines there with AJ, she said everything's gonna be okay.
I feel like the thing is that, like, I don't know that, like, waiting is the best thing because it's like,
where has it gotten you?
Like, I don't understand what's so wrong with, like, being like, oh, I like you, like, really, you know, like, you know, not playing games.
Well, because it's kind of at the beginning. I mean, certainly at the beginning when you're dating or whatever, it's just making yourself a hotter commodity. You know, once you're in a relationship, that's a whole different story. Like, you're not still playing games at that point. You're not, you know what I'm saying? You're being, like, open and honest and you're in a relationship. But at the very beginning, if you're too available, there's nothing exciting about that. And that goes for men, too. Like, I mean, I think there's something exciting about this sort of back and forth that has to happen at the very beginning when you like somebody.
Continuing to build our nest of comfort and support, here is John. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Dude. Morning. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm all right. I just wanted to say that she done pretty much messed that up, and the only way that she could probably salvage that is that she has to come up with some type of wild and crazy party that she was so twisted about getting him to it. It was so wild and crazy and so fun, and he just had to be there. That's the only way she could possibly say
that. That's actually a good idea.
Is what?
His idea is actually a really good idea. If he does IM her or reach out to her, like, if the fact that she was so quote-unquote desperate to get in touch with him was to invite him to this thing, like, oh, dude, you missed the biggest, best, whatever.
What about with a bunch of USC alumni or something?
Something like that.
So she was
that.
Trying to reach out because she was excited
she was
to invite
excited
him to something
excited to invite
special.
Him to something that she did.
But isn't the key that what you just said was when he IMs you back?
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid that she's going to go ahead and she's probably typing right now.
No.
You somehow, we have to predict. We have to predict for the future here. And if he does, by some fluke, instant message her back, she has to instantly win hand back in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And how do you do that?
No, but I think that's his idea. Way? Yeah, I think his idea, really? Like saying, like, oh, you totally missed something great. That's why I was trying to get in touch with you.
Because he's going to think she was just instant messaging him because she was eager to see him, where now she has to turn it around saying, look, I was excited to have you part of this very unique thing, and
exactly.
you missed it.
Yeah, that's actually really great advice. And it comes from a dude, see?
You think it'll work? Really?
You think you can pull that off?
If he reaches out.
Yeah, like, I'm just nervous that he's not going
to... Can she do that right now? Can she type to him?
No.
No.
Why do you guys treat me like I'm a criminal every time I have a suggestion in this matter? Like, don't hit me.
Because you're sabotaging her.
I'm asking a question.
There's a tone here that you have to understand that we don't think that you're understanding yet. You've got this this tone of desperation again. Mm-hmm. So if you get nothing out of this, get this, is that you sort of have to make the dude chase you.
You're too eager.
But maybe, like, he would think that it's not desperate, but just that, like, I don't want to play games, you know? That I'm sort of maybe, like, maybe, is like, there a world where he thinks, you know, oh, she's not, like, that's kind of cool. Like, she's not, like, beating around the bush or whatever.
Right. If you're going to err on the side of being fake.
Well, and the thing is, if he thought that, he would have responded. He didn't respond.
Yeah.
I don't understand details. Why he wouldn't respond.
Like, because you seem desperate.
I just don't understand that.
Because you seem desperate.
Hey, Heather, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I start out by saying I do feel bad for her. However, it's done. She's ruined probably any chance that she has this guy. Yeah. And is she in her early 20s?
Mm-hmm.
Is she young?
I think so.
Terry, you're in your early 20s, we're assuming?
I'm 23. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We all know that feeling of, oh, I gotta know. We've all been at that spot at some point. But there, you just have to learn that you have to let him come to you because you have burned the bridge. He's not going to respond now. I mean, because you've called him or you've tried to get in touch with him, what, 4 times?
Yeah, and nothing.
That's it. He's turned the other way. Where he initiated the contact with you, then you have to continue to let him initiate the contact with you until you've reeled him in.
Joanna, you're closer to her age. Can you teach her a little bit about mojo here?
Well, I think the issue is that she keeps thinking, oh, he's going to think I'm not interested. Oh, I want him to know that I'm interested. But the thing is, you have to understand is the more uninterested he thinks you are, the more he's going to want you. I promise you that. If most guys try to go for the unavailable girl. So you have to act unavailable and stop trying to get in his head and analyze what he's thinking or what he is going to say and just play the game. I know in a perfect world, oh, why can't we play? You have to. Mm-hmm. And so you have to get that out of your head.
And don't forget he was in town for his ex-girlfriend's wedding. Not that he necessarily was going, but his parents were invited. So, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like...
And that was a maybe.
Maybe. But if he was in town, he was busy with all this crew.
Parents.
And, yeah.
But he may not have even been... Like, my thought is, you send him that message, and the answer is no. He's like, yeah, I changed my mind. I'll catch up with my parents, you know, Christmas or whatever. And then he's like, no. So why would he respond... He's out all weekend. He's probably out with buddies in Alabama. He's hanging out, doing his thing.
Well, whatever he's doing, it's not working to contact him this often.
Mm-hmm. Do you think in four different ways?
Like, you don't think I should send him a message now?
Under no circumstances should you be the next person to send any kind of email or instant message or a text. Nothing. It is over at this point.
Let me ask you a question. Are you physically able to travel to Birmingham this weekend?
Oh, no, Jeff. Why'd you plant that seed?
I guess I could.
Okay. So, I mean, Ivan, Jeff. What is the drive? Ivan, is it 2 hours?
Couple hours.
Two?
Sabotage.
2 hours? I would say give it this week and check back with us on Friday. And I think, and Jen and Wendy, if she's back, will help you write a note. But I think a hand-delivered... like note.
What about newspaper clippings? Might as well just clip the words out of the newspaper.
I think
just
being silly
but
here.
I don't think it's crazy. Like, I really don't think it's like.
Right. It's time for you just to tell him you love him, like him.
Like why wait till the weekend? Why can't you just leave right now? Because and make a poster and Bert, stand outside of his door and just have it ready to go.
He's working, Bert. You want him to have time to spend with her.
Are you coming to Atlanta? Is what the poster board should say.
You know,
I don't think it's the same thing. Like I feel like what I did was kind of okay. You know, I just kind of think it's just like
let's do this.
Kind of not being nice if he's not like willing to like be upfront back.
Okay, let's do this again this weekend. You get in touch with us on Friday, and we will. And I think you should plan on going to Birmingham.
Don't do
it. No, pause. Oh my gosh, she's not like. I just don't feel like you're hearing us at all.
Yeah, Terry, we're gonna have to leave. Just know this. Like, have you ever watched Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah. I mean,
you know, from time to time, somebody comes into the emergency room at Grey's Anatomy and all the doctors are working on the person and the patient dies and there's always one doctor that keeps pounding on the chest over and over and over again when the other doctors are like, dude, it's done. It's over. This patient is gone. There's right? nothing we can do. There's nothing you can do. Your patient is dead. Your instant message friend, yeah. dead now.
Yeah.
Terry, there are people in this room who struggle with love every day and they're taking it out on you. Call us back Friday. Okay?
Terry, now, if he does instant message you while we're on, feel free to give us a call because we want to live it through you again. But I don't think you're going to get anything from this guy.
Okay.
And under no circumstance should you text him or email him or instant message him, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At this point, it almost Fingers doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter. You're so psycho right now. But now we're talking lawsuits and restraining orders, so I just wouldn't do it at all.
Talk to you Friday.
Okay, Dr. Gray, he's dead.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chump.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
I want to give you guys some insight on what we're doing later on this week. We've been planning on this show for 5 years now.
Yay! God bless.
And it is finally going to happen. And at least three of us in here are very excited about it. And one is lukewarm at best.
No, I'm excited about the whole idea. I'm not excited about what we plan to do while there.
Here's what we're going to do. Yeah. We can't tell you where it's going to be because we're convinced if we tell you guys that you'll jack with us. But what we're doing on Thursday night is we're going to record the show from inside of one of the most haunted places in Atlanta. We're not going to tell you where, but we're going to go there and we're going to do the entire show. Mm-hmm. And we'll record it at nighttime and we're going to play it for you guys on Friday morning. So you will get the play of what was going on just a few hours earlier.
Right. That's exciting. That's
like
fun.
Our own Paranormal Activity.
We've been excited about it for years, but we've never been able really to pull it off, you know, right. for whatever reason, right? And this is the year that we're going to do it. But Melissa's kind of freaked out about, truly freaked out by some of the stuff we want to do.
Well, the thing, okay, going to the haunted house doesn't bother me. Spirits don't bother me. I totally believe in spirits. I believe they're around us all the time. But it's the calling upon them that bothers me. One of the things, these guys are like, oh, it'll be so much fun. We're going to be in the dark, and then we'll get a Ouija board, and then we'll get a seance person, and we'll do all this stuff. And I thought, I will be in another room if you're going to do a seance. Because it's, I mean, like, yeah, it's one thing, because you don't know what you're, because I'm skeptical about the seance thing. I'm skeptical about what you were actually bringing to you. I don't, you know, the whole thing, oh, well, I want to talk to my great uncle who passed away and da-da-da. Well, it's not your great uncle, maybe, that they're calling.
And Melissa's like, and I don't know your great uncle.
And I don't know your great uncle. And so I just, you know, the whole thing is being there and there. But I don't want nobody coming. No, no, no.
So what are you afraid of? Like the, if we have a seance,
I don't
want to
disrespect the spirits. I don't, you know what?
Well, wouldn't you be respecting them by saying, hey, let's, what's up? We're acknowledging you and we just want to hang out.
Yeah, it's, no, like, it's no more disrespectful than like if you walk by the conference room and let's say everybody from Rock was in there going, Melissa, come forth. You would find it a little weird, but you wouldn't be disrespected by it.
I think if I'm like a ghost, I'm like, I mean, fine, cool, man.
That's just how I feel. I'm like, I'm in another room. I feel, or I'm going to watch y'all do it, but I'm not participating in no seance. No,
I don't understand the fear in that part of it.
Because you don't know what you're calling to you.
But it's going to be around you anyway.
Going to a haunted house, yeah, there's going to be spirits there.
I mean, we're the spirits that are there are communicating with you, but you're being calling all kinds of stuff in. That's just how I feel.
You'd rather not know they're there.
I know they're there. Like, the thing is, I think you have to be careful about what you, because we don't know what is out there, though. So I think by purposely saying, hey, we give you permission to come into what we're doing, I don't trust what comes back. I just don't trust what comes back. So I will witness y'all doing a say. I am not participating in no seance at that haunted house.
See, the, a lot of people are calling up to agree with you. For us, though, I mean, for it to be entertaining, there has to be tension there. I mean, we have
to talk about something.
We purposely picked one of the most haunted places in Atlanta because we want to be sort of scared while we're there.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to have a seance and have the person say, yeah, there's a dude right there. It's a hottie right there. It's a 90-year-old lady over there. That's good stuff.
Are you guys afraid of the spirits following you home at all?
I wasn't until earlier today he said that they could, because I thought before they couldn't.
That did kind of bum me out. Good morning, Kathy. You're on Q100.
Hi. I have to say, I agree with Melissa as far as the seances and calling people out. It just freaks me out. A friend of mine does some investigations like that, and she's afraid of that, too, because it's like you could open a door to bring something with you.
But isn't there something that you can do to make sure they stay out? Like, somebody called us one year and said,
you're supposed to walk out of the house backwards. There's all.
But you can't invite them and then all of a sudden say, oh, no, I'm just kidding. Because that's what I'm saying about the seance. Being at the place is fine. And I do believe you can say, don't follow me home. But if you're there, please come to me, then you're inviting them to you.
Yeah, we want them to come hang out. But we, it's like any relationship, you have to set up borders as soon as the relationship starts. So.
So you think you could be able to tell spirits what to do? Oh, come in here, but
whoever's conducting the seance will take care of things, man. She's like a ghost relationship.
Well, you know what we need to do is we need to find the seance person.
Mm-hmm.
So Tracy's looking for a seance person. So if you're a geologist and you are available to seanceify us, then send an email to Tracy or call us right now. Give Tracy her info because we could talk to you. And then maybe tomorrow or Wednesday we could talk to you on the show and you could explain to us exactly what we need to do in order to
have a safe seance.
Have a safe seance situation.
Hey, good morning, Elizabeth. You're on
Q100. Hey, I listen to you guys every morning. You guys are awesome. I love you.
Thank you. Loving
saying
you right
that
back,
with such
darling.
Enthusiasm.
But I just wanted to tell you that I used to live in New York and a lady used to live in an apartment and she was in my apartment complex. And she did a seance once in her apartment, and after that, she left. She had to move because the ghosts would just haunt her.
Well, we're going to be in a place where the ghosts are going to be hanging out anyway. So if they continue to haunt this haunted place, it's just like inviting more people to the party.
There's already paranormal activity there.
There's some people that crash a party and ruin a party, and that's what I'm afraid of.
There are going to be ghosts where we're at anyway. If this person that's conducting the seance brings in additional spirits, it's like ghost eHarmony, man. We're hooking all these new ghosts up with each other.
Well, eHarmony don't like people like me anyway, so I'm going to be standing in the next room while you do your seance.
Maybe it's more of a Craigslist. Derek, hey, everybody's welcome. Whatever your freaky desire.
Derek's so freaked out, he wants to be on The Voice Disguiser just talking about it.
Okay.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hold on, Derek.
You guys definitely do not need to do this. Because even though you're in a place where the spirits are already hanging out, if you do a seance or mess with that Ouija board, you could let something worse than a spirit
That's
in
what
there.
I'm saying.
Oh, come on. You've seen too many movies, man.
Hey, Derek.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Will you say right now, just say it nice and slow, you could open a portal to hell.
Okay.
Go.
You could open a portal to hell.
You guys have watched too many movies, man. Nobody dies in real life from a ghost. Ghosts don't take you out. They hang
out.
They
do.
They float around.
Run through the woods as fast as you can, and the ghost just walks quickly, but manages to catch you every time. And if you're scared, go into the basement.
Hey, Robert, good morning. This place that we're going to does have a basement, right?
I don't know that much about it.
Okay. Hey, Robert, good morning.
Why, do you have some stuff you need to put in
storage? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, my wife's a firm believer in ghost hunters and watching them, and, all y'all have to do is ask the right questions. Just ask them to have your presence shown so they don't follow you home. You just you can't call them to you. because then, yes, you can get in the
And that's what a seance is.
Say that part one more time. You can call them, but you can't tell them to follow you home?
You know, you can just ask the right questions. Ask them to make their presence known to you so that they don't follow you home. But, yes, you do have the risk of having a spirit follow you home if you just ask them to come to you. You know, you can ask them to just make their presence known to you, so that means you can't put yourself in a predicament of the other way around.
Well, I have already made a phone call, and I am taking a Zingo moped to the event, which means there's no room for the ghost to ride with me back.
Well, and I've been kind of lonely, so if one comes home with me, that's cool.
You don't have to spend the holidays alone. You can have a whole group of people with you. All right, so that will be Friday morning show. We are literally going to this haunted place like at 8, 9 o'clock, and mm-hmm. we'll spend until like 1 or 2 in the morning there, mm-hmm. and we'll play it back for you guys on Friday morning. But we got a whole bunch of really cool things planned for you guys.
I am not doing no seance.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.